USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was a weekend of shootings across the United States, the worst in Buffalo, New York, where authorities say an 18-year-old is accused of killing 10 people at a supermarket. Deadly shootings were also reported at a Southern California church, a flea market in Houston, and across St. Louis, where 5 people were killed and 8 others were wounded in a string of shootings. McDonald's is going to sell its business in Russia 2 months after suspending operations over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The fast food giant citing the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine and said this morning that continued ownership in Russia is no longer tenable or consistent with McDonald's values. A celebration of life event at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium remembered country music legend Naomi Judd Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody claims she has documents that show Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is knowingly permitting policies that make smuggling by cartels easier on the southern border. Moody saying without Title 42, there will be an increase of illegal immigrants crossing the border.
We can at least tell he is lying to the American public and working harder for the cartels and unvetted illegal immigrants than he is for the American people.
She also alleges that he lied to the Senate in a hearing about the state of the southern border. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says that he expects a Senate vote Wednesday to approve about $40 billion in proposed aid to help Ukraine resist Russia's invasion after holding a related procedural vote later today. The bill held up late last week after Republican Senator Rand Paul wanted the Inspector General to account for where the money was spent in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
President Biden's job approval rating is falling. A new NBC News survey found just 39% of Americans approved of Biden's job as president, while 56% said they disapproved. Just 33% of Americans say they approved of the president's handling of the economy as inflation continues to soar, while 23% approved of Biden's handling of the cost of living. Regarding inflation, the price of butter is up 16% and meat prices are up 13.9%. Clota Lawless owns a restaurant in Chicago, Illinois.
I thought at this stage that we would be in a better position financially, but it's been very difficult, mainly because of where we're at right now with inflation.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Protesters continue to gather outside the homes of Supreme Court justices after a draft opinion from the Supreme Court was illegally leaked, suggesting they plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it could be against the law for protesters to be outside justices' homes.
If they don't get their way, then they try to destroy an institution. Mm-hmm. Totally unprecedented to have an opinion leaked in the middle of deliberations.
The Powerball jackpot from Monday night's drawing is worth an estimated $90 million after no one matched all 6 numbers on Saturday. Powerball is played Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.